The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
About 35 minutes of meditation. Maybe a little more volume. Like two. Let's see, how's this felt? Is that volume? That's a little better. Okay, good. We'll start with about 35 minutes of meditation, and I'll do a little bit of a guided at the beginning. It's often helpful at the beginning of a period of meditation to consciously relax, essentially exploring relaxing the body as a way into connecting with the body in the present moment. So this relaxation is a beginning of connecting with, how are you? How is your body? How is your mind right now? And so we'll just do this in a kind of a simple and systematic way. So just checking in and seeing if there can be a softening of the muscles at the top of the head, around your, across your forehead, around your eyes. Relaxing down the back of the head, seeing if there can be a sense of the head floating on the spinal, on the spine. Relaxing the face around the mouth and jaw. Softening the muscles of the neck, front and back of the neck, the shoulders. The arms. And allowing the joints, the shoulder socket, the elbows, the wrists, the hands, the fingers, to also relax. Softening the muscles of the chest and upper back. Sometimes a deeper breath can support a relaxation of those muscles. Taking a deeper breath and noticing how those muscles stretch on the in-breath and how they can soften and release on the out-breath. Maybe another deeper breath. And then letting the breathing return to normal. Seeing if there can be a softening of the muscles across the stomach and abdomen. Letting the stomach hang forward a little bit. And allowing also the middle and lower back to relax. Letting there be a kind of a natural softening of the curve in the lower back. Relaxing the hips, the pelvis. You might even find it possible to soften, let go, or release a little bit inside the hip socket. Relaxing the legs, the knees, the ankles, the feet. And then also checking into the interior of the body. Sometimes we can incline in the direction of relaxing in the core of the body. Sometimes I just check it out and see if it might be available or possible to relax inside the throat. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. It's often not something we can say we'll do it, but just exploring, maybe the stomach can relax, maybe the intestines can relax. Sometimes we can feel a little bit of a releasing in that area. It's not as if we're really knowing how to do it, but being asked to do it or requested to do it, sometimes the body knows how to release in the core of the body. There's such an interweaving, a feedback loop between the body and the mind, that as we relax the body in this way, being aware and letting go of tension, as we relax the body, it helps the mind to relax and release some mental tension. Mental tension is often experienced through the mind being caught in thoughts of past or future, or any kind of thought. And as we relax the body, there can be a little bit more of an inclination for the mind to relax and to land here. To be present for just the simple experience of sitting and knowing that you're sitting. Breathing and knowing that you're breathing. The Buddha offers some really simple guidance for us in opening to our experience. He encourages us to, when breathing in, know that we're breathing in. When breathing out, know that we're breathing out. And that can be in the simplest of ways. a breath comes in and you're cognizant of that, you know that. This simple instruction the Buddha offers sometimes we can think of it as a narrowing of a focus, and we may try to exclude other experiences happening at the same time. And yet the simplicity of that instruction, breathing in, know that you're breathing in. That simple instruction, that simple exploration, while you're breathing in, knowing that you're breathing in, you can also know other experiences of hearing, maybe have a sense of the body in a broader way. And so there's hearing and knowing that you're breathing. And maybe awareness of the hands or hips and knowing that you're breathing. Maybe aware of a mood or an emotion and knowing that you're breathing. Sometimes I think of this connection with the breath as just being like a gentle tether to the present moment. A light touch of contact with knowing that you're breathing. That also allows you to become aware of other aspects of your experience in the present moment. Letting the breath be in the center, but relaxing and also allowing the other experiences to be in the background. There's hearing and the breath. It doesn't need to be a conflict. Relaxation supports this simple knowing. Sometimes having an attitude of settling back, relaxing back, and rather than feeling like you have to be in the driver's seat of your experience, let experience come to you instead. Receiving the breath. And at the same time, perhaps receiving the experience of hearing, other body sensations, maybe emotions, but letting the breath be in the center. It's almost as if we're this transparent container that lets things just pass through. And at some point, the mind will wander into thought. And at some point, there will be a recognition that that has been happening. And that moment of recognizing that the mind has been wandering, you are already mindful again. You're already aware again. It's often helpful in that moment to check in and see if tension has been created in the wandering. And if so, see if there can be a relaxation again of body. Take your time. The becoming present again. We don't need to rush back to being with the breath. Because the exploration of, oh, can the body relax? That too is awareness. That too is mindfulness. And that practice will support a very natural opening to this simple knowing. Relaxing and beginning to notice that the breath can be received. The breath flowing through this transparent container. Along with sound, other bodily sensations, emotions.